Now open your question paper and look at part one.
You are going to listen to five people talking about different aspects of the environment. 1.
Let me try to make this a little clearer. What happens is that factories and cars release chemicals into the atmosphere. Now, those chemicals don't just disappear. Just because you can't see the smoke once the wind has blown it away doesn't mean that it isn't still there. And high in the atmosphere, these chemicals combine with other chemicals to form acid. As a cloud forms, this acid is dissolved in the water until eventually it returns to the ground, where it enters the soil and affects plants. It can even affect animal and human health. Moving on now to the more important thing.
2.
So there we were, deep in the Amazonian rainforest, and we'd heard about this tribe of people who lived there, the Matakaksu, who apparently had only met white people once before. So we had to fight our way through the forest, you know, with all the bushes and plants, and there were no paths because no one ever goes in that direction. Finally, we saw a clearing, and there, in the middle of nowhere, was a village. The people came out to meet us, and you'll never guess. One of them was wearing a Coca-Cola t-shirt, and they were all smoking cigarettes. Seems like the Western world got there before we did.
3.
Look at the local park, for example. Every time you go there, there's litter all over the place. It's not that people don't care, although that's probably true for some of them. There just aren't enough litter bins, and that's the council's responsibility. What they need to do is put more bins there. They should employ a park keeper as well. You know, someone whose job it is to go round and make sure people don't just drop their rubbish where they feel like it. It's just not good enough, really.
4.
What the Tropical Rainforest Campaign needs more than ever is your help. You can start by recycling as much of your paper and plastic as possible and by writing to your local MP about the problems facing the rainforest. Why not join the campaign and start raising money to help protect this valuable natural resource? With a little time and effort, we can make a real difference to our world. You under 18 might like to join our Forest Friends Club, especially for young people.
5.
The idea that this government is responsible for the levels of pollution in this country is just not true. Since we took power, levels of air pollution have actually fallen by around 4%. It was the previous government that caused this situation by introducing new regulations that allowed factories to pump chemicals into our rivers and our atmosphere. That was why they lost 3 years ago. And that's why they are going to lose again in 2 years' time. This government is proud of its environmental achievements.
One.
Let me try to make this a little clearer. What happens is that factories and cars release chemicals into the atmosphere. Now, those chemicals don't just disappear. Just because you can't see the smoke once the wind has blown it away doesn't mean that it isn't still there. And high in the atmosphere, these chemicals combine with other chemicals to form acid. As a cloud forms, this acid is dissolved in the water until eventually it returns to the ground, where it enters the soil and affects plants. It can even affect animal and human health. Moving on now to the more important thing.
2.
So there we were, deep in the Amazonian rainforest. And we'd heard about this tribe of people who lived there, the Matakaksu, who apparently had only met white people once before. So we had to fight our way through the forest, you know, with all the bushes and plants, and there were no paths because no one ever goes in that direction. Finally, we saw a clearing, and there, in the middle of nowhere, was a village. The people came out to meet us, and you'll never guess. One of them was wearing a Coca-Cola t-shirt, and they were all smoking cigarettes. Seems like the Western world got there before we did.
3.
Look at the local park, for example. Every time you go there, there's litter all over the place. It's not that people don't care, although that's probably true for some of them. There just aren't enough litter bins, and that's the council's responsibility. What they need to do is put more bins there. They should employ a park keeper as well. You know, someone whose job it is to go round and make sure people don't just drop their rubbish where they feel like it. It's just not good enough, really.
4.
What the Tropical Rainforest Campaign needs more than ever is your help. You can start by recycling as much of your paper and plastic as possible and by writing to your local MP about the problems facing the rainforest. Why not join the campaign and start raising money to help protect this valuable natural resource? With a little time and effort, we can make a real difference to our world. You under 18 might like to join our Forest Friends Club, especially for young people.
5.
The idea that this government is responsible for the levels of pollution in this country is just not true. Since we took power, levels of air pollution have actually fallen by around 4%. It was the previous government that caused this situation by introducing new regulations that allowed factories to pump chemicals into our rivers and our atmosphere. That was why they lost 3 years ago, and that's why they are going to lose again in 2 years' time. This government is proud of its environmental achievements.
That is the end of part 1.